Hey guys, welcome to the Hunter's Quest podcast. This is your host, Hunter McWaters. It's great to be with you guys as always. And today I have an awesome podcast with the guys from Train to Hunt. Now, you may not have heard of Train to Hunt if you're kind of new to this space, but they've been around for a while, but they actually shut down due to COVID. And Train to Hunt, they have these awesome events where guys get together and, compete and some physical challenges mixed with archery and 3D course and stuff like that. But what you may not know is it's actually a full-on workout program. And you can actually do a free trial. If you go to traintohunt.com, you can do a free trial. And it's a physical fitness program specifically tailored to hunting and mountain hunting. So it's great for what we do as hunters, but also, as we talk about in this podcast, getting fit is more than just about hunting. It's about like your mental and spiritual well-being and being a great father and husband and worker and all that stuff. So I highly recommend. That's been a part of my message from day one. It's part of the reason why I'm sitting here in front of you is because I have this big fitness journey in my life. Physical fitness is a huge part of my life. I still work into every day pretty much some form of fitness. And this is a great opportunity. You can get one-on-one coaching from these guys, and you can get specific tailored plans, nutrition guidance, all that for less than what I actually pay for my CrossFit membership actually at my gym. So I highly recommend if you want to get more specific on your training for the mountains, or you just want to compete in an event, or if you want to, you're starting from the ground level, go to traintohunt.com. It's a great place to start. You can get that accountability partner if you want, some coaching, and a great fitness program. And then you can take your skills and put them to the test at one of their events. They got one coming up this year. It's their first time back in a long time in Tennessee, and that's the weekend of July 6th. So definitely check out traintohunt.com. I want to say thank you to a couple other partners, Seek Outside, Barnes Bullets, Onyx Hunt, and Mountain Ops. You guys can save by joining at Onyx. You can save at Mountain Ops using the code QUEST. And then I really want to give a shout out to Black Ovis. They're one of my best partners. Pretty much any kind of hunting you need, hunting gear you need, if you want some crispy boots, you want a Seek Outside shelter, clothing, camping stuff, anything you really need to get geared up during the off season, which now is the time to do it, you can get that stuff at blackovis.com. They also have a killer program making custom arrows. So you send in all your arrow specs. I'm about to do it myself for a hunt I got coming up. They'll send you your custom built arrows. So go to blackovis.com, use the code QUEST. You'll save 10% on your order and you'll be helping me out. Lots of exciting things in the works, we'll be, in touch about all that stuff, but as always, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, share the show with friends and family, and leave me a rating review on Apple Podcasts if you get a minute. It's very helpful. It's a way you can help me out without spending a dime. Just subscribe to my channels and share the show with friends and family. One more thing I forgot to mention, I haven't been doing this as much lately, but I want to bring it back, is a verse that came to mind. I think I may have shared this verse before, but it just seems so apropos to this conversation. That's from 1 Timothy 4, starting in verse 6. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of faith and of good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless myths or old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. So, get out there, start a fitness program, start growing your physical fitness, and start growing your spiritual fitness, guys. And that comes from the Word of God and growing your spending time with God. So anyway, without further ado, let's jump into this podcast with the dudes from Train to Hunt. Enjoy. Enjoy. What's up, everybody? This is Hunter McWaters, host of the Hunter's Quest podcast, and I hope you're doing well. Today, I'm here with Robert and Caleb from Train to Hunt. What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So I've known about Train to Hunt for a while. We were talking a little bit off air. When I first got into podcasting and Western hunting, I heard about Train to Hunt and I wanted to do it, but it was just like literally when I got into it was like right when, like my first trip was like during the pretty much the height of COVID. So I haven't been to one of the events yet, but it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. And I'm stoked because it's coming back, right?
It's coming back. Like we mentioned just a second ago before COVID kind of shut everything down, yeah. As it did for most people, but we're in the process of rebuilding everything. And the first step was to get an event going, cause that's what we're known for. And so we have one coming up in July, which I'm sure we'll talk about a lot more.
And I want to go into like details of the event in a little bit later, but just really quick, like high level for people who may not have heard of it. What is Train to Hunt?
Train to Hunt is a workout program that was, the best way to say it is it was born out of necessity in 2008, I believe. If I'm wrong, correct me. But it's created by Kenton Claremont, who obviously you know of, but it's created by a hunter that did a ton of CrossFit and saw the need for hunters to have workout programs designed specifically for what they were going to be doing in the mountains.
Okay. So Train to Hunt is a workout program first, and the events came from that. I did not know that.
Yep. He put together a workout program with the intent of doing events, but the events is what we became known for more than anything.
Okay.
Because that was
That is huge because I do CrossFit, but there's nothing – I just did a training hike this morning and I burned like twice the amount of calories as I do in a normal CrossFit workout. And there's nothing like you can sort of replicate the same stuff in the gym, but there's nothing quite like exactly what we do as far as like rucking and stuff like that. So I've been actually personally thinking a lot lately about how I do it is just by, kind of adding in like weighted hikes like that as we get closer to the season. But, are there ways in the gym to train better for the mountains? So I guess that's kind of the point of it, huh?
Yeah, to a certain extent. Like anything you do in life, it comes from your core, and you can develop a lot of stuff that you need in the mountains from bettering your core. A lot of the warm-up and the supersets that are in the programs will help you build that core. You're going 24/7. Like you look at your Instagram page, Hunter, you're everywhere. You're hunting 24/7. How does a guy work out? And what Kenton originally, it was, so 2012 is when it started.
Okay.
And it became, the challenge started. He'd been training before that. And that's when it really started. The challenge started. I actually met Kenton. I was in college at the time and I had met him. I was working for his father-in-law out on his ranch.
Okay.
So that's how I, got into Train to Hunt. I knew him from a young age.
Okay.
And it was really neat what he's doing. But, your core stability, which is so important, you're packing animals, you're flying 24/7. How do you get a workout in? He made these workouts that you could do anywhere.
Oh, okay.
That's the mindset behind it. A lot of it's throw weight in your pack. All you need is a pack and a couple sandbags, and you can do it anywhere. And I fly around a lot too. Mine's more for business as opposed to hunting. I wish I had your lifestyle. That's awesome. And, but like even for you, like you're working out in the field, you're on planes, you're driving, there's a lot of downtime. And so like 10, 15 minutes,
and dude,
write you a quick script.
Even me, just like anybody else. I mean, you're seeing the highlight reel on Instagram. Like most of my time is sitting right here doing this and editing and emails and calls. And so I know what it's like, man. Fortunately, a long time ago, out of necessity, I built in, I just have every weekday I have, I go to CrossFit class right after I drop my kids off at school. I go straight to the gym, stretch and do that. And it's just kind of built in. And now it's like a habit. And I just, I don't even feel good when I don't do it. So that's kind of how, but yeah, when you're on the road, like you're saying, during the season, definitely like right now I'm trying to burn off a little bit of the, I still get the little winter coat, you kind of fluff up a little sometimes in the winter time. So I'm
Oh
trying to
yeah.
get back into it now, but
You're editing right now, right?
yes, it's like
I
editing
got
season. Yeah.
editing, planning. Yeah. There's a
yeah.
lot of sitting down. Those hamstrings tighten up, the
Oh,
back
dude.
tightens up. Like that
Yeah.
happens with me. And and it's so important to keep that stretch. We do have a gal that does yoga that we're slowly introducing and bringing in,
Oh, cool.
which is awesome for that. And then again, that like leads back to core. My big thing's core on this. Kitten and Caleb. They do the training. They're the trainers, but from an
Okay.
athletic perspective, and I played college sports, core is everything. And I'm a big hunter too, right? Like I'm a big guy. I'm 6'6", I'm 240, 250
Oh,
pounds,
wow.
depending on, like you said, the winter fluff. So carrying my weight on the hill, and then you load down a pack, and then if
Yeah.
you put weight on that pack, there's a lot of pressure on joints.
Yeah.
And so
But
having
theoretically,
that
big guys can
stability,
carry more weight, right?
I would say like if you put me next to a Cameron Haynes, he's gonna outrun me all day, but I could put him on my shoulders, and carry him. I don't know if he might be able to put me on his shoulders, but I'd be dragging,
Yeah. That's funny. You can never
if he
really
needed
tell
to
how
carry me
big
out.
somebody is over Zoom. Everybody looks the same size, so I would not have guessed you were that big.
Yeah, but yeah. I played college sports, Division One football, and then I threw track and field at Eastern Washington Division One. So, but yeah, big guy. But yeah, you can put more weight on, but it's a lot of pressure on your joints. And
For sure.
then, shoes are not made for size 15. Like, there's a cutoff when it comes to shoes. Like, they're made for size 13. Anything over that, it's extending. And I burn through shoes because they're glued together. They're the weight. The pressure I'm putting on them, I blow right through them. So I've blown shoes out hunting. Like,
Yeah.
and so having that core stability while you're walking on the side of the hill. And you're right. Everybody's got me in their number, got my number on speed dial for when they get an elk down or something because they're calling me. They want help packing it out because I am a big guy, right?
Yeah.
So I usually do load up more weight than the other guys.
Yeah.
So
Well,
something
okay.
I think about.
But yeah, and yeah, just mobility is huge. I literally have started adding in like 10 to 30 minutes of stretching before I work out every day because my back was just getting like pulled apart. And
Oh.
you don't really understand, at least I didn't understand, how important flexibility and mobility is to, staying healthy and not being injured. But okay,
Yes.
Caleb, so what's your kind of background? Where do you fit into Train to Hunt?
Well, my background, I was also a college athlete, but it was cross country,
Okay.
and so I'm built quite a bit different than
Yeah.
than Robert is. So I come from the other side where when I was running cross country, I'm 5'10" and I weighed 140 pounds. And so I can
Okay.
run, but what I found out is when I graduated from college and started to elk hunt a little bit, I found that that wasn't, no matter how fast I could run, a 420 mile doesn't really translate to carrying 50 pounds on your pack. And that's when I found out about train to
Does
hunt the
not.
first time, was I started to realize that the cardio was good, but I also needed to gain some strength and muscle stamina, not just like cardiovascular stamina, but muscular stamina, where I could put weight on my pack. And that's where I found train to hunt. And so I've been following the workouts for years until COVID,
Right.
when everything shut down. And then it was right after COVID where I got in touch with Kenton, and he brought me on as a trainer. And so
Okay.
mine is the opposite, where like, because there's usually two different ends of the spectrum. There's either people that are really big and strong that need to develop cardiovascular ability, or there's people like me that have great cardio, but I needed to build strength. And what Train to Hunt does is it brings both of those things together.
Yeah.
So for someone that's 300 pounds and squatting massive amounts, their powerlifting totals are in the upper reaches,
Yeah.
or a guy like me that can run really fast, Train to Hunt is going to bring that together so that you're prepared, regardless of your background,
That's
to be
good.
ready to put weight on your pack and hike in the mountains for several days.
That's good. You guys already have me beat because my college sport was boozing and playing in a jam band. But hey, my 37-year-old self could destroy my 27-year-old self, so I'm on the
That's what
right
that was
path.
awesome. Yeah, you gotta love that.
And
What's
what you,
the I got a question for you
yeah,
real quick,
what's
Hunter.
up?
What, like, you're thinking like putting weight on your back, we're talking about that. What is the hardest pack out that you've ever had to do? What animal was it? Where were you at? And why was it so hard? That's my question for you.
The hardest one that comes to mind, I think, is definitely the hardest one. It was my first, I guess it was 2 years ago. We were in Idaho and we had flown into an airstrip and then hiked about 5.5, 6 miles from the strip to our hunting spot, our camp. And me and my videographer and friend, Luke Dusenberry, we both shot deer. So we had to hike out with, and this is like a winter, not, it was like late October. So we had, stove and like late season gear, and our camera gear, and we each had a whole deer. And it was 5.5 miles and, up and
Ooh.
down. And so when I got back, I weighed all my gear. It was like 135 ish.
Ooh.
Which doesn't sound like a lot when I say it, but like 135 pounds on your back for that long is a lot.
That's a long trip. Are you packing water in, or you have like a life straw out there?
Yeah.
Because that's a long ways. I'd be worried about, fatigue and dehydration at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that was the end of the hunt. So we filled up, I think I probably had 2 liters of water with me. There was one creek about 1.5 miles from camp. But that's always something that you have to really factor in is water on these hunts. When we hiked in, the last like 1.5 miles was like straight uphill, and we had to get our water at the bottom and all our. I was like, should we go up and drop our stuff and come back? But it was like on that threshold, or it was like too long. So we the last 1.5 miles to our camp was we were I was it's on the video, you can see I'm carrying like I think 4 or 6 liters of water and. In my hands and all my stuff. So anyway, it was brutal, but that one was pretty bad. And then
Probably it
this
was
lot.
rewarding after you got out of there, though. Like,
Oh yeah, and the meat is. I
like you
mean,
said, your 27-year-old self would get beat up by 37. Like,
yeah, for sure. I mean, I was only
like,
175
so
pounds.
rewarding to get out.
Oh yeah, and that was only 175 pounds, or maybe 170 at that point. And so 135 pounds, that's close to my body weight.
Wow.
The other one is packouts in the tundra are always really awful because your foot sinks about this much, like 4 to 6 inches, almost every single step. And this last year, packing my friend's caribou out after already packing one caribou out a couple days before, and it was about 5.5 miles too through the tundra. That was a rough one too, but I think the Idaho one was the worst.
Did you, I know you do CrossFit, but when you're like, because a lot of times Kenton and Caleb, depending, like Caleb has a guy that he works with, hands-on, very hands-on, is constantly altering his workout program depending on the hunt that he's going to go through. Did you have someone do that for you? You're just, hey, I'm just hitting CrossFit. I'm in great shape. I know this is something I can handle.
No, that's a great question. Thanks for asking questions. It's fun to get asked questions sometimes.
I watched quite a few of your interviews, and like you do a great job
Oh,
asking
thanks,
questions,
man.
but I always love to like know a little bit about you.
For sure.
And like you're obviously very successful. You're a great photographer,
Oh, I appreciate it. Oh, yeah.
videographer. And
Thank you,
so
man.
like it's you're obviously going to be very you are successful in this business, but
No, I
like
get it.
where you're going to go is going to be great. So like I always
Yeah,
want to know more about you.
I'm. Thank you, man. I'm very blessed, and I'm. This fall, I think I'm set up for some really cool stuff because the Lord blessed me huge this last season. It was like just by far the best season of my life. I think I counted the other day, but Lord willing, after this next trip to Spain, I think it'll be like 6 or 7 species firsts in 1 year. This
Wow.
year, elk, caribou, awdad, Columbia blacktail, and then hopefully, Lord
I
willing, a
saw that. That was a
chamois and a
nice black tail.
roebuck. Yeah, it's a 140-inch blacktail.
Yeah, that's a toad.
Yeah, and
I
I
grew up in
actually
Oregon,
just,
so like that's awesome.
yeah, you grew up in Oregon, okay. And so actually, I just put a deal together with Leupold. I'm gonna produce a film for Leupold for their YouTube channel, with Luke about that hunt. So that'll be really cool. And then, yeah, anyway, so it was a great season. I appreciate it, man. Back to your
Your parents
question.
should have named you a killer instead of hunter.
No. No, a lot of them, honestly, I feel like the Lord just really blessed, like that blacktail, like it wasn't because of like some skill. I mean, I did make a pretty tough shot, but like the Lord put that deer there. I mean, and my elk, the same thing, like it was all God, but you know, if you work hard and you put yourself in the right scenarios, God can do stuff like that. So,
Yeah, consistency, right? You talked about that in your other pod, it was two podcasts ago, consistency. And like
for sure.
and for us, the train to hunt method like is all about being consistent. Because if you're consistent in the gym, you will be consistently successful in the field. Like
Yep,
I'm a
absolutely.
big believer in that, and I've seen that happen time and time again. And you create your own luck, not a, yeah, you need to do a little praying to get a 140 inch blacktail in front of you, but like being in that spot, getting
For
to that
sure.
location
Yeah.
is so important. Not ruining the meat. Like I think a lot of people, they don't understand. Like once the shot's been made, that's when the work starts. The
Oh,
fun
yeah.
stops. The work starts, and you have a certain time frame to get that out of there. I'm an archery hunter, so
Yeah.
I'm hunting in the heat, and like I know, like if I shoot an elk, I'm gonna have to get this thing packed out in a certain
Yeah.
time frame. So being in shape for that's so important, right? To not
Yep.
waste God's creature, right?
Right.
Like so that so
Yeah. I
that's
did my
awesome
first
though.
elk pack out this year, and that's a different ball game. There was three of us, so we were able to, but still, even with three of us with the head and my share of the meat and everything, I mean, it's legit. So, but yes, consistency is huge with fitness. I mean, a couple years ago, I lost like 75, 80 pounds, and it just took like 2 years of consistent. I mean, I don't want to go into
Yeah,
that because
it's the
that's
hardest thing to
well
do.
documented. Oh, dude, yeah, it was, 2 years of a caloric deficit basically, and working out every single day. And because I did it the right way too, like it wasn't like a crash diet, but I kept it off and I changed my life basically. It wasn't a diet, and that's how you do it. But back to your question, which I think is interesting, which you're asking about, do I mix in or modify stuff for the mountains? And answer is yes. So, most of the year I'm just doing whatever they tell me to do in CrossFit class, and then on the weekends doing like longer low intensity runs, like minimum 3.5 to 6 or 7 miles Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes I take a day off, but then as I get closer and closer to the season, I might modify, like, I don't know, for example, if they're doing like box jumps or something, I might instead grab some weight and do bo like weighted box step ups. So it's a little less cardio, more like muscular, built, and I'm not an expert, but just stuff like that, like little stuff that's just modifying it slightly with a backpack on if you can, if there's time. And then I'll start, like I just started today, actually, about once a week, instead of going to class, I'll throw on a pack between 50 and 75 pounds and just go ruck. If I really want to get in, there's a place near here where I can do like up and down this super steep thing a couple of times. But so yeah, I kind of start to mix in heavy hikes as I get closer to the season.
Yeah.
But you guys have any tip? I mean, Caleb, is there any tips there where I can maybe be doing better?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the fact that you noticed that right away, is a
Notice what?
is such a big deal that you need to change what you're doing within the
Right.
cross. There's nothing wrong with CrossFit, but you're not going to be jumping up on anything necessarily as much as you're going to be stepping up onto
Exactly.
something. So you're already
Exactly.
thinking like, okay, how's this going to help my hunt? One of the things that we do a lot in the train to hunt program is exploring other planes of motion. Because typically when you go into a gym and you see people working out, you're going to see them working out in one plane of motion. So there's three of them, right? So there's the sagittal plane of motion, which is anything. Imagine if you're in a skinny hallway and you have walls on either side of you, and you can only do movements within that plane. So curls, bench
Okay.
press, like that's all sagittal plane type movement. Even like tricep stuff, like sagittal plane movements, frontal plane movements. Imagine you have same thing. You're in a hallway, but you got a wall in front of you and you got one behind you. So you can do lateral raises. You can do You can do the lateral lunges to the side, that kind of stuff. And then there's the transverse plane, of course, which is, imagine you have there's a flat plane around you, and you can only do movements this way. So that's all the twisting, all the external and internal rotation stuff. And so one of the things that's important within the program is that lateral plane of movement, because everyone does sagittal. When you're running, that's a sagittal plane movement. When you're doing a deadlift, that's a sagittal plane movement. When you're doing lateral lunges or lateral box step ups, you're activating muscles in your hips that are so important for injury prevention.
With lateral,
Because
would that be like
would
stepping
that
up
be
kind
going
of like the
sideways? Yeah. So if the
sideways?
box, yeah. So if the box is next to you right here,
Gotcha.
you lift your leg up and then step up that way. Or in the train to hunt program, we do a ton of lateral lunges or bar ducks, which is basically you do a lateral lunge and then you go underneath the bar and step up on the other side and then you go back down. And doing those
Like
kind of
walking through
movements,
deadfall.
yeah, kind of like that. Just it's so not only is it more variety, but it's also extra. It's activating muscles that you're not typically going to activate in the gym that are going to help your overall endurance
Yeah.
and balance and mobility when you're in the mountains.
No, that's good. Because yeah, like I said, with just gym exercises, typically, unless you are working with someone, and what we do is pretty specific. So, I'm interested in looking more at y'all's program too, because that is why I kind of go out and do the rucks, because I don't always know what the best exercise to do is, and I feel like a lot of people think like, oh, if I'm gonna be rucking, like I need to squat a lot, which is probably good, but like I've found like more so is working like your hamstrings, your glutes, and like your back, even like your whole posterior chain. Like, I feel like that's where I really start to get sore
And
after.
by the way, when and correct me if I'm wrong, Robert, but when you say core, typically a lot of people think when you say core, they're thinking immediately of abs. But when you're talking about core, you're actually talking about what you just said, which is lumbar pelvic hip complex, which is basically from your hips all the way up, all the way around. So your glutes, your ham, like the upper section, your hamstrings, your hip flexors, your how you rotate your pelvis when you're hiking, your lower back strength, your upper core, your all that all those core muscles that people don't think about because they're like, oh, core, I'll just do sit-ups and planks. No, that's not going to do it. Like, there's more to it than that. There's a lot you can do that's going to help you when you have a heavy pack to not hunch over, to not
Yeah.
fall aside.
For sure.
Yeah,
Interesting.
usually when I'm looking at someone, and they're shredded, like six-pack and stuff on the front, I always like want to see their back because their back's like where all the real strength's at, And I always had a football coach that would always say, look like Tarzan, but he plays like Jane. So that's about, I wanted to backtrack real quick because, like, what you said, Hunter, was like really impressive. 2 years of dieting. Like, the one thing I like about Train to Hunt and the subscription plans, we got a plan for everybody. You actually get a certified trainer, like
Oh,
Caleb or
nice.
Kenton, and someone to hold you accountable.
That's huge.
Caleb will jump on a call with you once a week. How's it going? Talk hunting with you, plan some stuff out. Not only it's a community deal, but 2 years, like you had to have someone helping you through that, or you just have the mental fortitude to like, because that's impressive.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people have that. But you are, an entrepreneurial mindset, but that's the one thing that I like about Train to Hunt. And being an ex-college athlete, and you probably see it with the CrossFit, you come into the gym, you look at the board, the workouts there, you just do it. It's
Yeah.
thankless. When you're trying to make up a workout or do this, do that, it doesn't work. You work with a guy like Caleb who, hey, I'm going to walk you through the workouts for the next week. Here's the workout. I can text it to you to your phone. I can email it to you. You can log
Yes.
in and see the workout. It's already pre-made. Like, for me, that was huge, and that's why I'm bought in on what we do, because that's what I did at a Division One level.
Yeah.
So
No, that's absolutely huge because so when I started, I had a couple friends that were kind of doing it with me. Nothing, not like an actual coach, but so I had a little bit of that. But then, I fell into the rut of like, I go to the gym, like jog, like, I don't know, half a mile, maybe a mile, and then like hit some buys, some bench. And then, and actually, my arms were actually pretty big, but like all I worked out was my arms, that kind of deal, like prison body, and then leave. And then I was like, I don't know, I still was not as fat and weak as I was, but I wasn't where I wanted to be. And then actually COVID happened. I started tracking with like my Fitness Pal I mean, and that's where the weight really comes off. And then I joined a CrossFit gym because, like you're saying, with y'all's program, because not everybody has access to a CrossFit gym or whatever, and it's not cheap either. But if you have, like I said, an accountability partner and programming, that takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. And for me, it's always easier to stick with a plan. Like, you're not just going to randomly walk in the gym and just kind of random, you know. If you want to like be serious and get serious, like you do, you need a plan. And so that's why I joined a gym, so I can just walk in, they tell me what to do, and I just do it. If you have a program, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a big guy, like, on if I'm paying for something, I'm gonna use it.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, even if it's like us, we're cheaper than Netflix. We're cheaper within all these streaming devices.
How
But
much
like
are
it's
you?
a
Is
really
the
good bang for
program?
your buck. So actually, I don't know if you could even pull the website up and go down it,
I
but
could.
they have the plans and pricing there. There's a right now we're doing a free 4 week fitness program trial where Kent will
Oh,
actually
that's
check in
dope.
with you. And if you like it, then we'll convert you over to our silver plan, which is 55 a month, a gold plan, which is 85 a month, and a platinum plan, which is 150 every month. And so
And
highly
a
encourage
CrossFit
you.
membership is going to cost at least 150 a month, if not more.
And you're going to get hands-on coaching from someone that, like, maybe not everybody at CrossFit's a hunter, right?
Oh yeah, most people aren't.
And you get that from Caleb, and you'll get it from
Yep,
Kenton,
it's more
and
specifically
we're
designed for what we do and love to do.
absolutely.
Yeah, and
And
that's.
that's where the Train to Hunt challenge comes from, right? Like, what do I do in the off season? What do I have to look forward to? You know, this isn't New Zealand where you can hunt all year,
I
every
wish.
day, you
I
know.
might get to go next year, by
Are you
the
really? Awesome. Where are you headed?
way. So it's not official yet, but I'm gonna speak it into existence. But I mean, it's not planned, but it's pretty official. You guys, have you heard of J.E. Wilds, the podcast or the YouTube channel? Joe Edlington. He's got a huge YouTube channel, like several videos with over 1 million views and stuff. Anyway, I did a podcast with him. And you guys might find this out, but I don't know if it's an American thing. I feel like a lot of times Americans are like, "Hey, yeah, come, you know, come hunt with me." Half the time you actually mean it, but like when someone says that to me, I'm like, "Okay, I'm booking my tickets right now." So that's what happened with Pedro. But I mean, I think these guys actually mean it when they invite you places. So,
For sure, yeah.
yeah, I'm going to Spain because Pedro did that. He's like, "Hey, after we did a podcast, come to Spain." I was like, "Okay, when? Like, I'm coming."
I'm on my way.
Yeah, so I'm literally going in like a month.
That's
And same thing,
awesome.
Joe Edlington invited me to New Zealand, and I was like, yes, I'm doing it. So hopefully next year I can go. And I think we're going to try to do like tar, red stag, and maybe chamois or something. But my main thing is I want to get a red stag.
I'm excited to hear about your hunt with Pedro, because I still feel like he's probably one of the best bow hunters in the world
Oh,
that a lot
dude.
of people still don't know about.
Hands down, one of the best.
Just
He's killed like world record ibex in Tajikistan with a bow and
right.
stuff. And like he was saying to me in the podcast, not necessarily that they're even like these freak animals, but like a lot of these species have never even been hunted with a bow.
But
Like,
they're hard to hunt. People just
yeah.
have archers just haven't killed one.
Right. And if you're gonna like have one trip in your life to Tajikistan to hunt an ibex, like I'm taking a rifle. But like, you know, if you're next level like Pedro, yeah, he really is one of the best men.
Amazing. Yeah, that's dude, I'm excited to hear about that. It's going to be an incredible hunt.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. So anyway, where were we? I don't remember. Oh, you guys were telling me a little bit more about the event. So that's where I kind of know the most about it, at least because I wanted to do one, and I was like really want to do one, and it was like right when it closed down. And I know, you know, we were talking before, little known fact, but Brian Call met Ryan Lampers because Lampers won a Train to Hunt event, and then they kind of became friends at the event or something. So, definitely some legit guys. Don't I think Dave Baronia has done a few. But anyway, tell me a little bit more about the event.
Like we mentioned already, that one of the purposes of the event was to give people something to train for in the off season, specifically in the summer, to kind of test out Not where you are and compared to other people, because it's a community. The purpose isn't necessarily to compete, although there are prizes and we
Yeah.
do recognize winners. But the
It makes
purpose
it more
is,
fun too, let's be honest.
yeah, exactly. Like you gotta have someone win, you know? But the purpose is to really test out where you're at. And so we always tell people the best way to prepare for a train to hunt challenge is to do the train to hunt program, because it prepares you for the challenge. So the way that it's set up is a combination of circuit workouts, a lot of what would people would be familiar with in CrossFit, combined with shooting your bow. And so what we're planning on doing with this one, what we've done with them in the past is we'll have almost, it's almost two small events within one. So station one is essentially you're gonna be doing burpees or some combination of burpees and
Spike your
box
heart rate.
jumps and stepping over box step overs and all that kind of stuff. You're gonna be doing a bunch of those. You're gonna run 200 meters and back. You're gonna take a shot with your bow at 40 yards. And
Okay.
then you're gonna do another circuit of maybe this time it'll be lateral jump burpees and then 200 meter sprint, and then you're gonna shoot your bow at 40 yards. There's going to be several stations of that where you're going to do a bunch of different workouts, ground to shoulder stuff, where you're picking up a 40-pound sandbag and standing up. You're going to be doing like the kind of the get ups with the thing, the weight on your pack. Lots of that, those kind of workouts to spike your heart rate, and then to try to shoot your bow in between. And so there's a whole section of that. And then after that, you put on 40 pounds or 50 pounds or whatever it's going to be in your backpack. You take your bow. And then you go through a mile course, a trail course with two or
Oh,
three
sweet.
targets on it, and you run down the course or what hike down the course, get through it as fast as you can, take a shot at a target at an unknown distance, and then continue to go. The caveat is if you miss the target, you have to do 10 burpees before you can get up and
Okay.
go. And so missing the target slows you down. So there's
With the pack
no
on?
quit with the pack on.
Oh,
Yeah.
God.
So there's no use getting to the target first if you miss it, because then the next person might get there slower, hit the target, and then beat you.
Dude,
So think
10
about that.
burpees with a 50-pound pack is like legit.
Yeah, it's gonna wreck. So that's kind of the idea is we'll run it in heat, so 10 people at a time. So we'll have 10 people start, and then once they take off on the course, then we'll have another 10 people start the range portion, and then they'll take off on the course, and we'll run it all day, timing people, and
That's
it's such a
awesome.
good time of community, because when one group starts, everyone else is cheering them on, and then when that group gets done, they cheer on the people that are still going,
Yeah.
and so it ends up being such a cool event of people encouraging one another, competing against one another, and just working hard, shooting
Yeah.
their bows with their heart rates up, and getting themselves ready for season. It's a phenomenal event.
That sounds really fun, man. Back to really quick question about your pro. So in the program, do you guys also incorporate rucking and archery, like shooting a bow, or is that not part of the program?
As much as we can, one of the things that I try to adjust with the if I'm working with a client that has like a lot of customizability in the plan, I try to do that as much as possible, but not everybody has that option
Right.
to do that. But as much as we can, I like to mix that in. The entire workout program is set up with different mesocycles throughout the year, and so some of the sections, like right now, we're in a strength phase where it's working on a lot of heavier weights. But once we get into July and August, especially leading up to end of June, leading up to the event in July, and then July and August, it's going to be a lot more hiking with weight on your pack, shooting your bow kind of stuff specifically to get you
Event
ready.
specific training.
Yeah, very specific training, because it starts off as general physical preparedness, right? It's
Right.
getting you all around to be ready to do anything. And then the
Exactly, yeah.
closer we get to what you're aiming for, the more specific it's going to be to the actual event or the.
That's so smart. That's what I have learned over the years to do. That's why like I just like the 5 days a week CrossFit is just like the minimum, like, not minimum, but like the baseline. And then as I get closer, I start working in more rucks. I start modifying more. Like, I might not, modify much for like several months. And once we start getting to like now in the year, I start, like you say, modifying with more specific stuff. So that's huge.
Yeah,
Some
it
dad.
is. Because I do it. My dad does it. My dad's 66,
Oh, no way. Okay.
so
So
he's
anybody can do it.
66. He's Anybody can do it. It's for everybody. He can do it. There's some stuff that he doesn't have a bench press at his house, so he doesn't do bench
Right.
press. He'll do push-ups instead. But like, I've taken him to New Zealand. I've taken him hunting in Montana, where we're at 8,000 feet of elevation. You get altitude sickness. I've taken New Zealanders. I've swapped them hunting for and they come to Montana and they're like, "What is going on with my lungs?" I'm like, "Well, we're at 8,000 feet. You guys don't have that over there in New Zealand." So, and then so there's a we have a decent following in New Zealand where we have people training and stuff for when they're coming over here because everybody wants to come, in New Zealand, they want to come over and hunt the wild wapiti in America, and they want to hunt like the Americans hunt, as opposed to us wanting to go over there and hunt like the Kiwis hunt. So I've developed a relationship with a lot of people over there, and then but even them coming here and understanding like you guys have steep mountains down there,
Right,
but
not the elevation.
it's not the elevation, and it's a completely different game when you're 8,000 feet up
Yeah, it
carrying an
is.
elk or chasing an elk,
It
whatever it
is.
may be.
And there's even like some breathing exercises you can do. My friend Ryan Muncy has like a video about different breathing exercises you can do, like increase your capacity for like CO2 and stuff like that that actually work. Don't know if you guys looked into that at all, but
Don't want to get too into the science on that, but yeah, you can really grow your capacity to for your blood to flow with more oxygen. Like your body will adapt as you do exercise, where you hold your breath, your body adapts to that, and your veins get better at carrying oxygen to
That's
your
what it
muscles.
is. It's like, hold your breath for 30 seconds and then like walk, with a weighted pack 50 yards and then like breathe for like a minute and then like do it again for, like just increasing your capacity there. But, okay, well, it sounds really cool. Where, like, tell me about, the first event that you guys are kind of relaunching with, and what's your kind of event schedule and that kind of thing.
So the event's going to be July 6th in Dayton, Tennessee. So I live about an hour south of Knoxville,
This is cool.
and
It's kind of centrally located for the East and West guys.
it is because one of the things that I thought about, and obviously, of course, we're going to have, in the future, we're going to be adding more, and they're going to be back in Washington. We're going to have them in Colorado, the Western states, of course. But what I've noticed is a lot of guys that I hunted with when I lived in Colorado. They spent so much time hiking during the year, they were already ready. Like
Oh,
they
yeah.
eager for them to prepare.
Yeah.
All they had to do was go in the mountains. But
Yeah.
when you live out east, the guys out here, they all like to elk hunt too, but they don't know what to do for their workouts. And
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's a good location because there's a lot of good elk hunters here in Tennessee, in
Yeah.
Virginia, obviously.
Yeah, my first couple years, like really getting in shape, I had to get really creative because I lived in Virginia Beach, which is literally a coastal pancake, like plain, like no topography. Where I am now, there's a little bit, and I can go like an hour from my house and actually be in like a Virginia mountain. But yeah, I mean, before I was, looking for bleachers and stadiums, I was, there's a city park that was like, I talked about it. It's called Mount Trashmore. It's a reclaimed landfill. So it's literally a mountain of trash that they covered with grass and
Oh
made
my
into a
goodness.
park. And so I would go up and down that thing like 10 times. So I had to get super creative. But
Dedication.
luckily, I'm a little closer now. I can get a little bit of elevation and stuff. But yeah, anyway.
And it's so yeah, so Dayton, Tennessee, a 3D course here called Quarry Rock Archery Club. And the guy that runs it, Jody Helms, has a phenomenal setup because there's some hills here too, and
Oh, yeah.
he's got an unbelievable setup where he's got he's got a good solid warm-up range, practice range, but then he's got two 3D courses about just a little bit less than a mile loops,
Okay.
targets, and it's going to be an amazing event. I went to down and he drove me through the course, and it's perfect. We're really
Oh,
excited.
nice, dude. Yeah, there people don't realize that Appalachian Mountains can be pretty rugged, actually.
They're
If you,
legit.
yeah, there's some wilderness areas here in Virginia that, they're not at, like you said, they're not 8,000 feet, but they're still steep and rugged. So you can get after it.
You do some whitetail hunting where you live?
Yeah, it's funny. So I grew up hunting whitetails, since I was a kid. That's how I really fell in love with big game. But the last, I think this will be like the last 2 seasons, I have not sat in a tree stand whitetail hunted one time, which, you know, that was just weird because, like, since I was 12, I've been deer hunting like constantly. But I,
Yeah.
you know, now I'm doing 5 to 7 trips out west every year. And when I get home, you know, like, it's not easy to be like, okay, babe, I've been gone for 10 days. I've been in Alaska. I'm going to go sit in a tree stand. No, it's like when I'm home in between hunts, I'm in dad mode. So I do kind of miss it, but basically all of my hunting for the last few years has been mountain hunting.
Awesome. Yeah,
So
that's a lot of what we have here, but there's a lot of mountains. And I always tell people that, because there's a lot of guys that are like, oh, I don't need to prepare for, I just hunt whitetails. I don't need to prepare for that. But man, here's the deal. First of all, you'd be surprised how many people have heart issues when they're dragging a deer out of the woods
oh yeah.
because they don't exercise.
Yeah.
That's a very, there's a high percentage of people that have heart attacks when they're
Well,
doing
for
that.
sure, man. But I mean life too. I mean, like,
Yeah,
so
right, exactly. It's
for me,
not just the hunt. It's looking at it as a whole and being like, you mean to tell me that you would not improve as a whitetail hunter if you got in better shape?
yeah. I mean,
You
your
know,
whole
like,
life. I mean, one of the reasons I'm so passionate about like mountain western hunting is because it was like the catalyst in my life. It was the reason I got in shape, really. Not the only reason, but it was like the catalyst. And through that, it's had ripple effects on every part of my life. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of a big thing that I like to try to inspire people is just to be the best version of themselves and using hunting as kind of I think Dan Staton talks about that a lot, like leveraging hunting to be, you know, a better person and just being in shape. I mean, I think as a, you know, to get even more philosophical here, like as a man, I feel like it's our duty to, you know, be in shape, be strong, be ready to protect our families or, you know, go hunting or whatever it is we got to do. You know, nobody wants to be a couch potato. So even if you don't have a huge mountain hunt, it's still like an awesome way to just get in shape and feel better about yourself, be healthier.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a whole lifestyle change, and being in better shape is going to benefit every single area of your life.
It really does.
Yeah, it absolutely does. As you can attest.
Creativity, mentally, like the way you feel about yourself. I remember at one point being em
Confidence,
yeah, I was gonna say, I remember at
right?
one
Like,
point being embarrassed to take my shirt off in front of my own wife. So the confidence is huge.
for me, like when I'm hunting and I have to be confident, right? And in my abilities to take a shot. And then if I'm confident in my walking ability to take that shot wherever I'm at, my health, like it all goes hand in hand. If you're out of shape and you're breathing hard and you got a bull coming in, like and you can't hold steady, like the confidence is going to be shot. So you know, which leads from consistency. Consistency leads to confidence. You know, repetition. I've been here before. I know where I'm at. I've shot my bow. I've put in the work. I you know, like last year, I shot the biggest bull I've ever shot with my bow.
Nice.
And the only reason why I was able to get to it, because I was in Montana, we're at 77,600 some feet. We had to go to the top of the hill as fast as we could. I'm breathing hard. And just trying to control my breathing. And like, I've been here, I trained for this. You know, I didn't walk 4 miles a day for nothing, make a good shot. But like, when you, and I learned this in college football, if you're out of breath, there's no oxygen going up there, you're going to make a bad decision. And so, if you can be in good shape, you can make a good decision, you're going to have the confidence to find that spot and hit it. So,
And it's crazy too because not only are you dealing with a spiked heart rate from running up the hill, and this is probably also with college football too, like walking out in that stadium with all those people, you've also got tons of adrenaline and nerves, like tons going through. And, you know, shooting in your backyard is great and flip-flops and stuff. You need to do that. But, you know, and you can't really replicate the adrenaline dump of like running after an elk or something, but doing 10
yeah.
burpees, you know, right before you shoot is probably the best way you're going to be able to replicate shooting under pressure like that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So yeah, man, it sounds like a really cool event, man. Like I don't know if
We'd
I'm
love
gonna.
for anybody that, you know, again, if you're not confident in yourself, come out. Like, we're here to get people better. We're here to strengthen you and your not only your body, but your mental fortitude. Caleb's a pastor, you know, so
Oh, I didn't know
like
that. Nice.
we can do a little bit of everything here.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. And yeah, there's so many on that note, there's so many correlations between physical fitness and spiritual growth too. Like, I don't know, it'd be cool to talk about a way to incorporate that a little bit, you know. Actually, I wrote a book. I'm still trying to edit it to get it published, but I actually wrote this book that's a spiritual fitness program. It's literally like a day-to-day plan. So anyway, I hope guys are not only working out their body, but their mind and their spirit as well.
So important.
For
You can
sure, man. So yeah,
put me down
anybody.
for an order for a copy of that book.
Okay,
Yep.
cool, man. Yeah,
And
it's.
I would say also, like, if anybody has any questions regarding the event, don't feel afraid to direct message us or email us, slide into Caleb's direct messages.
Yeah.
Ask him anything. We're here to talk people through it, walk people through it, and
Yeah.
create a better version of himself.
And so, which one of those plans do you get actual coaching with it? Is it all of them or what?
Well, it's different levels of it. So the silver plan comes with or so the, it comes with access to all the workouts. The
Okay.
gold plan comes with a few one-on-one consultations, usually over Zoom. The platinum plan comes with more. I forget what it actually says on there. I think it's six.
Platinum's weekly check-ins,
Okay.
12 one-on-one consultations that will you'll be guided, and you'll get access to Kent and Caleb. And then you will also get a tailored approach to your personal fitness and nutrition plan. So,
That's huge.
it's ideal for people that are determined to reach their peak fitness. They want to, you know, but not everybody needs that plan, right? And
Yeah.
even on the gold and silver, like, we're still going to check in. You know, it might not be as efficient. You're not going to have direct access to Kenton,
Right. But
to
I mean,
Caleb.
I think that platinum plan would be good for, like you said, guys are trying to hit the top level. But I think also that's a really good one for guys starting from zero, you know, that you
Yeah.
need, like, it's if you don't know what you're doing, not that, like, I mean, I tell everybody just start something, even if you don't know, you don't have a plan, whatever, just do something, even if it's just walking a little bit every day. But if you want to get serious about it, you know, you're going to need help. You're gonna need, like you said, accountability. So I think that'd be a good one to start with for people if they're starting from
And
zero.
I will say this, like, one of the things that doesn't need to be restated, or maybe it does, but probably not, because it's been talked about for so many years. But the benefits of working out to prepare yourself for the hunt, like, everybody knows that it's important. Everybody knows that it helps. What we bring to the table that I think is vital is you tip probably are going to need a coach if you're going to do it correctly, at least at the start, because is there's definitely not a lack of content out there of people working out for hunting. But and you can't talk about this without talking about Cameron Haynes, so I'm just going to go for it. This is not a negative of Cameron at all, because he's an awesome guy, but not everybody can do what he does. And so watching him, or watching Staten, and just being like, well, I'm just going to do exactly what they do, that's probably that I don't there's not very many people that can keep up with
They're
Cam.
one percenters.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
one
like
percenter.
watching.
Exactly. And
That's
so
like, I want to get better at
there's
basketball. I'm gonna just do what Michael Jordan does.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it
And
is.
you
And so
can't also,
you're gonna
you can't do like watching a guy, you know, an influencer get into a cold plunge and shoot his bow and run. That's not like a plan.
Right.
That's content.
No.
Yeah. And so as
And
much
to get
content
where
as there's
they're
out
at,
there. Sorry, go ahead.
to get where they're at, like, they're, you know, you can't just go in and do that. You're gonna get hurt. So, like, again, strengthening that core, building up to where you can go do something like that. Caleb, you've run ultras. Like,
Yeah, and in fact,
that's
I've run with Cam, and he about ran me into the ground.
nice.
Yeah.
So, what's the longest race you've done, Caleb?
I've done 44 or 45, I think it was. It was a
Okay.
trail race, and
Nice.
so I don't remember exactly the. I tried to do a 50 one time. I fell apart because it was way harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And I've done 5 or 6 50 Ks,
Wow.
and then I did the Pikes Peak Marathon a couple times, and that's not technically an ultra, but you know, you're running 13 miles from Manitou Springs to the summit of Pikes Peak, so 7,500 feet of elevation gain.
Jeez, that's
So
legit.
it may not be an ultra, but it sure feels like one.
Yeah,
But yeah,
that's
not I'm
next
not
level.
running I'm not Cam Haynes level though. I'm still not there.
Yeah, well, Cam Haynes is Cam Haynes, you
That's right.
know? And that's funny you're talking about earlier talking about how like some guys are super strong but like not aerobically that fit, and some guys are like super aerobically fit but maybe like not as strong, and like getting to that balance. Like there's this guy in my gym, shout out to Sean if you're listening. When he first came in, I mean, this dude is a beast. Like he was throwing weight around, and I was like, oh my gosh, that guy is strong. And I was like, well, I'm gonna smoke him on the Metcon, you know? And then like he smoked me, and I was like,
Yeah.
what? This dude's
Yep.
like ex, you know, ex-Marine, firefighter, and just like insanely fit dude. But that's why I try to like sprinkle in the longer runs and rucks with the high intensity short stuff, is to try to like just be well-rounded, right?
Yeah, and I say all that knowing that there's always exceptions. Like you guys have probably all heard stories about Roy Roth and the fact that he looked like a big teddy. He looked like a large Winnie the Pooh, but he could out-hike anybody, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. And a lot of these guys that live out west that you know, they've been hiking around mountains since they were 4 years old with, you know, and you know, for me, I had to train and strengthen all this stuff to get to be able to keep up with those guys. And I've hunted with Dan Staton, I've hunted with Lampers, I've hunted with Brian Call, and I can keep up with all of them. But there's a lot of guys that are from out west that you look at and you're like, oh, like there's this guy's not even in shape, but they can just hike all day long. And a lot of it's mental
Genetics,
too, man.
yeah,
A lot of
mental
it's mental.
toughness, right?
It's huge.
Like Kitten's 50 years old, and he's the most physically fit 50-year-old I have ever met. Like everybody always thinks he's, you know, maybe 35 or early 40. He's 50. He's an old timer, you know, like, and he can do anything I can do. So it's pretty cool. Like when you put your mind to something and you commit. What you can do. Like, I mean, I hope I'm in the same shape he's at 50 years old. If that happens, I'll be excited.
I'll just keep doing the train to hunt program and we'll get there.
There you go.
And
It
I'll be
works.
done for 15 years.
Well, yeah, so I guess where can folks go to check out all the plans and talk to you guys, maybe get more information, look at the event, all that good stuff?
Yeah, train2hunt.com. You can get access to everything there, as well as we're running an ambassador program right now. So there's an affiliate link on there where that's a good place for people to start if they want to. I mean, if they want to get started, try the plans out, and then bring friends along with them.
Cool.
Because what we'd love to see people, you know, get a group of friends together, start doing the workouts together, and then all travel to the event as a group, come compete, which would be really cool. But train2hunt.com, train to hunt YouTube channel. The Instagram page, Train Hunt as well. Those are all places to go, and anybody can get on there and ask questions of any of us.
Cool. Yeah, and I'd love to talk to you guys
Yeah.
off air, because I'd love to maybe set up something where we could maybe do like a promo code or something for the listeners if guys want to listen and sign up and get it. I don't know what you guys do, but that'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll get that set up in some sort of affiliate link, anything there. And we'd love some Hunter's Quest coming through and
Dude,
getting ready.
I like it sounds so fun. I don't know, like I'm gonna try. Like I said, it's just I wrote a note on my phone of my schedule this year, like the days I'm gonna be out hunting and stuff, and also keep in mind, like I'm hunting and I'm blessed to be able to do it, but also it's work for me. Like we're filming, we're producing, and I'm blessed to be able to do it. But I made a note, it's a lot, and I made a note of all the trips and stuff. I got three kids. So, I actually showed the note to my wife and I was like, is this okay? And I made her like actually sign it. 'Cause I don't want her to
Of
like,
course.
you know, later down the road be like, where you go? What are you doing? Like, you saw it, you signed it. But
You
anyway,
initial here and here and
I
here.
literally
Smart
made her
man.
sign it. I'm not even kidding. She's like, I'm not gonna
That's
sign
awesome.
it. I was like, no, you're signing it. But anyway, what I was trying to say was, is I would love to come. I'm not sure just if I'm going to be able to squeeze in another trip, but I know at some point I'm going to come to one of y'all's events because it just sounds really cool. And I love what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you again. We look forward to having you.
Yeah,
Yeah, man. We'll get
absolutely.
something eventually. I might still be able to swing it this year. I can't make any promises at this point.
Yeah, we'll have a few more next year too, so
Okay,
we'll get you
good.
up there.
Good, good. All right. Well, I don't know. Did we miss anything? Anything else you guys want to mention?
No. We'd love for you to check us out, do that free trial, have a conversation with Caleb, and let's get you ready for this year's hunting season. Let's get some success. Fill that
Yeah,
freezer.
for sure. That free trial sounds like a good deal too. So, all right, guys, check it out at traintohunt.com, and I hope some of you guys will sign up or consider just doing the plan because it will make you a better hunter, also just make you probably a better person, better dad, better worker, whatever. So, fitness is huge. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank
Thank
you.
you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having to set aside the time for us and having us on.
Of course, of course. We'll talk soon.